Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Hello again and welcome to another Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm your co-host Steve Gramsci with Kyle Alexander, your financial coach and retirement income planning specialist with the Mach 1 Financial Group, serving Northwest Arkansas. And you can find us online at Mach1Financial.com. Kyle, nice to be back with you again. On today's program, we're going to talk about conventional wisdom and how it isn't always so wise. So, Kyle, let's discuss a few examples where conventional wisdom might lead you astray, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, now, conventional wisdom says you can't go wrong with real estate.
You know, everybody has this mindset that real estate is easy money. And you see a lot of television shows about this and so forth. And really, for the past 9 years here in Northwest Arkansas, one would assume that that answer is indeed yes. You can't go wrong with real estate. Even here in Northwest Arkansas, you know, if you go back to 2008, there was a little bit of a setback. And, you know, there are plenty of people who have had success with real estate investing. But, you know, there are plenty of others who really had some bad luck. You know, I would say, believe it or not, the average home price across the country are almost identical to what they were, let's say, 10 years ago, back in before the big economic recession of 2008. There are some exceptions, obviously, like, you know, Portland and Seattle, and even closer to home, Bentonville, where prices have skyrocketed in the last decade or so. But really, owning real estate isn't always the home run people think it is or could be. So let's talk about Bentonville and Fayetteville specifically. For the most part, those two home areas, or I should say real estate areas, survived the worst of the 2008 housing bust. You know, the problem came when a lot of these folks that thought they knew how to invest in real estate got overextended or perhaps over leveraged during that time frame. A lot of these folks weren't particularly savvy at real estate either, but again, thought it was a no-lose proposition. They saw the wealth that was being created in real estate and had been created in real estate for maybe 15 years prior to that. And, you know, people have short memories. And so guess what? We had a lot of speculation in 2008, and there's a lot of speculation going on right now here in Bentonville, and the prices have climbed accordingly. And those that bought at relative fire sale prices here in this particular area, Bentonville and Bella Vista, back in 09 and even 08, they did pretty well over the past decade, you know, especially in Bentonville. Real estate, as people know, just has taken off, especially downtown. But even the best of real estate markets, just like in the stock market, you don't want to buy high and then have to wait for the market to return and get back to normal, right? If something happens and the market just falls on its knees, real estate, especially in the down times, is a difficult investment to manage because it's not very liquid. And that's when a lot of people get caught and cash flow becomes a real problem to pay those notes, especially if you know, you've become overextended. So in that particular case, I'd say that maybe you can go wrong with real estate. And you don't always know the timing of when that housing market is going to go bust. It could be a reason, like maybe a major corporation pulls out of your local community. And then all of a sudden, it's not even economic related relative to the rest of the market in the U.S. It's localized. So real estate does have its ebbs and flows. You know, and a lot of people have taught themselves real estate investing, just like a lot of people have learned how to invest in securities and in the securities market. And some of both have been wildly successful. And I, in fact, can name some folks that I know personally that are in that group of elites. You know, they've done very well, both in real estate, and then others have done very well in the securities market. But I know just as many folks, some of whom are close friends, that really took it on the chin in 2008, specifically in real estate. And I also know folks that have recently become our clients, and they experienced the Great Recession of 2008 with another advisor. And that taught them something. They perhaps have even given up trying to time the market or speculate in stocks. And basically, they've handed over that responsibility to us, you know, to help them figure out the best path for their investments. So I would stop and say there's nothing wrong with learning something new, trying out new skills and experiencing life specifically around investing, both in real estate and securities. But make sure you have a plan and an expert or mentor that you can turn to help you through the complicated market transitions when the market does turn down, and they always do. And in, you know, the case of real estate, you need to have cash, good diversification, and a plan to hedge losses. So when the good times return, you're positioned well to take advantage of that window of opportunity. And I'd venture to say that the experts that know how to navigate the down markets, whether it be in real estate or in securities, those are the ones that really make good money because they find a window of opportunity. They have cash available to take advantage of that opportunity, and they had a vision. You know, they understood exactly what they needed to do to continue to make money in their particular area of investing. I would just say there are no perfect markets, right? There are ups and downs in every type of investment. Real estate just happens to be one type of investing, and they also do have downturns, as hard as it is for those of us with short memories to realize that's the case. And Bentonville, you know, Bella Vista and this whole area at some point will have a retraction. And will it be as severe as the rest of the country? Maybe not. But you better have a plan for when that happens, and don't be over leveraged and not be able to do something about it.
Well, you may just have dispelled a notion that if you are a stock market investor or a investor in commodities or maybe silver or gold, that's when you want to talk to a financial advisor. I hear you saying that it's just as important if you want to be investing in real estate to have that consultation ahead of time to lay out the plan so that it works for you long term, right?
Oh, man, you're right, Steve. That is the real truth.
We are talking about conventional wisdom, and you were just talking about getting over your head in investing in real estate and having cash flow issues. I mean, there is conventional wisdom that that could be good debt, it could be bad debt, and that we have both kinds. But the wisdom conventionally says that a mortgage is on the good debt side of the ledger. Is that true?
You know, I think almost anybody would agree that a mortgage is perhaps more attractive than credit card debt or a non-promotional car loan, specifically considering that mortgages are at, you know, somewhere between 2.9 and 4.5%. And those interest ranges are unheard of, you know, except for the past maybe 15 years or so. And I'd say since interest rates have been at all-time lows for this past decade or more, it's awfully hard to think of mortgage debt as being anything but good. But, you know, that's different than saying that it's desirable to have a mortgage. Mortgage debt is a necessary evil for a lot of people. But there are plenty of folks who also think it's advantageous to keep it when perhaps they should really get rid of it sooner rather than later. I have two principles about buying houses and mortgages. Okay. Number one, buy the nicest house you can afford and also the nicest house you could afford, even if you lost your job for 6 months. So remember, it's not about what you can afford now, but what you could afford if you didn't have a job for a period of time. Number two, understand your mortgage options and the gotchas of that contract. Take the lower rate and longer term mortgage, and then pay more on principal above your standard monthly payment every month that you can, right? Maybe it's an extra $100, maybe it's an extra $200 a month, but that can make a big difference, build your equity faster, and lower those long-term interest impacts to your bottom line. So now back to the question. This actually is a very individual, subjective concept. If you have cash flow, and you're a good investor, it might be better not to pay down your home in huge chunks. So perhaps you can put money aside for retirement. And maybe savings is actually a better deal, especially considering if you've got a 2.9% 30-year note on your home, but you think you can make, let's say, 9% average annual return over a 10-year period. Then perhaps you want to invest, you know, in the market. So it's just one of those things you have to have a pretty good understanding of what it is you're doing before you get too deep into the woods with that. And you might want to actually look at the impact of those investment dollars in securities as a math problem. The outcome actually might surprise you when you compare what you can earn on an investment versus you know, paying off your mortgage sooner. Of course, you're comparing apples and oranges, right? So you're comparing fixed interest versus a variable rate at market conditions. And that scenario, if you run scenario math, it should help you make an informed decision on perhaps which is better. I actually did this for a prospective client a few weeks ago, and ultimately the wife was not comfortable with the variable market risk of investing rather than paying off a big chunk of their home loan. So what'd they do? They paid off their home rather than invest. I am actually fairly confident that the wife won that argument behind the scenes at home, as the husband was actually more risk tolerant and wanted to leverage the dollars that he had rather than paying off that home loan early. But, you know, he wanted to experience some great returns in the market, perhaps, and take that risk. Of course, there's no guarantee. But after some math and some personal reflection and conversation with the wife thought the mortgage was bad debt. And the husband didn't seem to feel the same way. But, the wife won the argument. And so I would say that all of these types of decisions depends. It depends on your relative tolerance for risk. So, you know, everybody actually has their own opinion about the right decisions to make. And sometimes it's good to get an independent opinion outside of your family and get some math, get some data that can help you make the right decision for you and your family. And of course, we're more than happy to help people with those types of problems and with those types of calculations. And as a fiduciary, we have to do what's in your best interest. So don't hesitate in calling, and certainly don't hesitate in asking us for help. We're not going to harass you. And we just want you to make the best decision for you and your family.
So very well said, Kyle. And on that note, we'll close the program for today. Thank you for joining us in Northwest Arkansas. Remember, the Mach 1 Financial Group is available. You can call 479-876-2100 to have your personal discussion with Kyle Alexander or David Lee at 479-876-2100, or find us online at mach-1financial.com. I'm Steve Gramsci. Thank you for joining us on another Mach 1 Market Moment.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.